昨天我们提到一个人在追求神大概有两个原因。
And yesterday we mentioned that there are two reasons why a person might pursue God.
第一个就是我们遇到极大的困难。
First, they might encounter difficulties.
所以我们需要神。
So they need God.
所以在诗篇的107篇有四次提到在患难中他们就求告神。
And so in Psalm 107, it records four times where in times of tribulation they called on God.
那每一个人的患难形态不太一样。
And each person encounters different tribulations.
所以我们需要神的原因也不太一样。
So each person has a different reason on why they need God.
但是当我们觉得没有路可走的时候，能够来寻找神，这也是很好的。
But when we come to a dead end and we come to seek God, this is a good thing.
但是这样的信仰可能会有一个危机。
But there might be a danger or crisis in this kind of faith.
当神用他的恩典来解决我们的困难。
When God uses His grace to solve our difficulties,
那我们就不再有什么原因我想要来寻求神。
Then we no longer have a reason to seek God.
所以我们常常在看到患难的时候人很热心亲近神很热心祷告很热心来寻求神。
So we see that during times of tribulation, people are very fervent and zealous in pursuing God and praying.
但是一生活一顺利在感谢神当中越来离神越远。
But when their lives are smooth and peaceful, then they drift away from God.
好像如果下一次要发生热心，就是要等到下一次的患难。
It is as if that next time they are to have zeal for the Lord again is when they encounter another tribulation.
那这样循环就是四世纪里面看得到的。
And this cycle can be seen in the book of Judges.
那有时候就是在我们生活中看见。
And it is also seen in our lives.
那我们亲近神还有一个会让我们在平安当中也很想亲近神。
And there's another reason, and this is during times of peace when we want to draw closer to God.
我们现在看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书。
Romans.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的十一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 11.And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这里在讲我们信仰有两个阶段。
Here it talks about two stages in our faith.
第一个阶段是与神和好。
First is when we are reconciled with God.
就是我们受洗的时候。
When we are baptized.
与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
We die and we buried and we resurrect with our Lord.
那受洗起来，我们就是神的王子。
And when we are baptized, when we come up from baptism, we are the princes of God.
那他是圣灵给我们做凭据。
And He gives us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
那这个阶段对我们来讲已经完成了。
And this stage has ended.
但是下面就说我们要以神为乐。
But the next stage it says that we shall rejoice in God.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
This is something we should strive for.
以神为乐。
To rejoice in God.
如果我们生活当中真的觉得我可以享受神
In our lives, if we can enjoy God,
那我们就永远不会离开他
Then we will never depart from Him.
因为神就是我的满足
Because God is our satisfaction.
神就是我的喜乐
He is my joy.
神就是我的力量
He is my strength.
神就是我的平安
And God is my peace.
神就是我的盼望
And He is my hope.
有神我就有一切
If I have God, I have everything.
当我们对神有这一种感受
When we have this kind of feeling towards God,
我们就会舍不得离开神
Then we do not want to depart from Him.
但是有时候我们常常在想一个教会200个人到底多少人有这样的体验
But how many people out of the 200 members in the church have this kind of feeling and experience?
我们就看主耶稣变饼给5000个人吃
And we see that the Lord Jesus, He made bread. He broke bread for 5,000.
在约翰福音第六章。
It's recorded in John chapter 6.
那这五千个人吃过耶稣的饼。
And after these 5,000 were fed.
他们就觉得耶稣很好。
They believe that Jesus was good.
所以不论主耶稣走到哪里，他们就跟到那里。
So no matter where Jesus went, they followed.
就有时候比主耶稣先到那个地方。
And even they went before Jesus.
因为他体会到这种主耶稣变的饼这种物质上的满足
because they were satisfied physically.
而且他们要拥护耶稣作王。
And they want the Jesus to be king.
但是这些人呢，到最后只剩几个，剩十二个。
But how many were left out of the 5,000? Only 12.
为什么
？Why?
因为主耶稣说，我的肉可以吃，我的血可以喝。
Because Jesus says that you can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
对他们来讲，这太难了。
They could not understand this.
就一个一个就离开了。
So one by one they departed.
所以享受过神的恩典。
So to enjoy God's blessings.
很可能有一天我们也会离开。
It is possible that one day we ourselves might depart too.
那主耶稣带十二个门徒上，在三个门徒上到变帽山。
When Jesus took three of his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration,
一个很短暂的时间，把这个神荣耀的形象显现。
And in a short amount of time, he revealed the glory of God.
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
There was his robes were white and his face shone.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
There's a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, who I delight in."
那这个衣服的景象啊，就是荣耀的神那个形象。
And this image of the glorious God
一直刻在这三个门徒身上。
Was imprinted in the hearts of these three disciples.
甚至主耶稣预言彼得，你要年纪大要被绑起来，带到你不愿意去的地方。
Even when Jesus predicted that Peter would be bound in his old age and taken to a place he did not want to be taken to.
我们在彼得后书看到彼得年纪大的时候，他不是很害怕。
In 2 Peter, we see that in his old age, he was not afraid.
他说，主耶稣告诉我，脱离这个世上的时候到，帐篷时候快到了。
Because he knew that the time for him to depart from this world and depart from this tent had come.
那我要去见到在变帽山那个荣耀的主。
And he was to see the glorious God that he saw on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那使徒约翰在拔摩海岛一个人非常孤单。
In John the Baptist, he was very lonely by himself.
但是那个变帽山的那个体验，就是他的一种满足，就是他的盼望。
But the experience at the Mount of Transfiguration became his hope.
所以我们的信仰要进到享受神的恩典，进到享受神本身。
And so for our journey of faith, we must go from enjoying God's blessings to enjoying God himself.
但是吃过神的享受神的恩典，五千个人看到耶稣变貌，只有三个。
So if we see the 5,000 that enjoy the blessings from God, only three were able to see the blessing at the Mount of Transfiguration.
这就告诉我们，我们信仰要努力的方向。
And this is a direction that we should strive towards in our faith.
要竭力亲近神，要去得到神本身。
That we must draw near to God and obtain God Himself.
但是有的人就说，我真的很想，那我要怎么做呢？
And so some people want to strive towards this, but they do not know what they can do.
好，我们来看启示录的第三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章的二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 20.
启示录第三章二十节，请
读。Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
这也是一个很重要的关键，怎么让我们能够来享受神。
This is a key verse in how we can enjoy God.
这里说，我站在门外叩门。
Here it says that I stand at the door knocking.
这是什么门？
What kind of door is this?
这是一个新的门。
This is the door to our hearts.
叩门表示这个门是关着。
And you are knocking, that means that this door is closed.
所以主耶稣在叩门，他希望进到我们里面来。
So Jesus is knocking at the door, he wants to enter in.
那有时候我们也在叩主耶稣的门啊。
Sometimes we are knocking at the door of Jesus.
所以在路加福音里面这样说。
So in the book of Luke, it records.
我们看路加福音的第十一章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这里说，叩门的就给他开门。
Here it says that he who knocks it will be opened.
是很肯定的。
It is very sure.
如果有时候我们需要的时候，我们一直在祷告向神叩门。
Sometimes when we are in need, we pray to God, we are knocking at his door.
神从来没有拒绝。
God does not deny us.
他的应许都会实现。
And his promises are true.
愿意，问题是我们愿意不愿意叩门。
The problem is whether or not we are willing to knock.
所以有时候我们看到，很多人来教会很热心在祷告。
Sometimes you see a lot of people come and they pray very earnestly in church.
或者说很早就来教会祷告。
Or they come early to church to pray.
过了一段时间，我们就可以从他身上，听到他们同时得到的恩典。
And not long after, we can see the many blessings they have received from God.
所以我们有问题，最怕是我不愿意叩门。
So the most, the thing that we are most afraid of is that when we have problems, we are not willing to knock.
我们不愿意跪下来祷告。
We are unwilling to kneel down and pray.
所以我们常常在想，我真的相信吗？
We might think, do I truly believe?
我的问题神能解决吗？
Can God solve my problem?
如果我们相信，
if we believe,
我们就叩门。
Then we should knock.
情辞迫切叩门。
We should earnestly knock.
神就给我们开门。
And God will open the door.
我们就有体验。
Then we will have experiences.
所以为什么这么多人能够来讲这么长的见证？
Why is it that so many people can bear such long testimonies?
我每一次灵布道会间都有好多很造就人的见证。
Every time during spiritual convocation, we have many edifying testimonies.
差不多每一个见证都离不开祷告。
And all these testimonies cannot depart from prayer.
神的恩典是借着祷告降临的。
And God's blessings and graces through prayer.
所以我们向神叩门，神从来没有拒绝。
So if we knock at the door of God, God will not turn us away.
那我们现在倒过来看。
So now if we look on the flip side.
那主耶稣在叩门，我有没有开门？
When Jesus is knocking at my door, do I open the door?
这就不太一定了。
And this is not for sure.
所以我们回到启示录第三章。
If we turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
我们刚读的这二十节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
有时候我们家里面有人在按铃，如果没有铃的，有人来叩门。
Sometimes in our homes, you might have a doorbell, and if we don't, someone will knock.
我们就先从那个小小的洞去看谁在叩门。
We'll look through the people to see who is there.
如果是 UPS, 送来，马上送来你订的东西，赶快开门。
If it is UPS, you quickly open the door.
如果是一群人穿得很整齐，拿着圣经要来发传单，不要开。
If we see some people dressed very nicely with a Bible and they want to preach to us, then we don't open the door.
如果来推销的，这个不要开。
And if they are trying to sell something to us, then we don't open the door.
所以我们都先看是谁在叩门，我们才要不要开。
So we first see who is at the door before we open.
但是这里主耶稣说我在叩门。
But here Jesus says, I am knocking.
那我们愿意不愿意开呢？
But are we willing to open the door?
在以赛亚书里面，神真的很感叹。
And so in the book of Isaiah, God had a feeling.
以赛亚书的第一章。
If you turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. 3. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
这里啊，天地好像是一个我们在审判的一个陪审团。
And so the
天地啊要听。
So the heavens are like a jury that is listening.
神好像一个起诉的一个人。
And God is someone who is kind of
persecuted, 叫起诉我们。
And he is rebuking us.
像那个法院的一个程序，有一个检察官，他要起诉人。
It's just like someone who is trying to sue you in court.
那他在讲什么呢？
And what is he saying?
他在讲，结论就是说，养牛养驴，养人不如养牛跟养驴的。
That he might as well have raised ox and donkeys.
为什么这样讲呢？
And why did he say this?
他说主人，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我。
Because the ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know.
我说有的农夫他不吃牛肉。
Some farmers, they do not eat their cattle.
因为一生这个牛很忠心在吃，怎么吃的又把它宰来吃，它吃不下去。
Because they cannot eat the cattle that they have raised.
它是有感情的。
They have feelings.
那这个牛看主人来啊，尾巴会摇摇。
And when the cattle sees its owner coming, it will wag its tail.
有感情。
It has feelings.
所以有的很多人家里面哦，养宠物。
And so some people might have pets.
养狗，你回来它就在身旁绕绕，尾巴绕绕。
When you come home, the dog will circle around you and wag its tail.
你如果养狗回来它也不理你，就把它送给别人吧。
But if this dog does not want to interact with you when you go home, then you will send the dog away and give it to someone else.
我们有一个姐妹，她没有结婚了，她家里大概养了六七条猫啊。
We have a sister who is not married, and she has 6 to 7 cats at home.
她每次回来一开门，那个猫就哇，这一条来舔她，那一条来舔她，她就很满足啊。
And she was very satisfied every time she came home. The cats would come up to her and lick her.
那有一次，一条猫在窗户旁边睡午觉，结果掉下去了。
And one day,
她住在四楼，掉下去了。
Because she lived on the fourth floor, one day when her cat was napping by the window, it fell down.
哇，她心里好着急，要冲下去啊！感谢主呢，都没有受伤。
And she was very anxious. She quickly rushed down, but thank God the cat was not injured.
还有另外一个姐妹，她后院里面一群狗。
And there's another sister who had many dogs in her backyard.
她喜欢狗。
Because she liked dogs.
那个狗就用吠的声音、叫的声音呢，代表对她的忠心。
And the dogs would bark to display their loyalty to her.
所以牛这些宠物是有感情的。
So these animals have feelings.
但是以色列百姓。
But Israel,
是神养大的。
These are people that God has raised.
是神特别拣选的。
That God has chosen.
是特别蒙福的。
That God has chosen to be blessed.
但是对神冷漠无情。
But they have no feeling and they are cold towards God.
神差遣先知去叩他们门。
God said his prophets to knock at their door.
开你们的心吧。
To open their hearts.
把偶像拿出来。
To remove the idols.
让我进去吧。
To let me in.
他们心很硬，关起来。
But their hearts were hardened and they had closed their hearts.
我就是要拜偶像。
I want to worship idols.
因为这是潮流。
Because this is a trend.
我怕孤单。
I don't want to be left out.
我需要跟这周围的人认同。
I need to be the same as the people around me.
所以把神拒在门外。
So they left God outside.
神是很伤心的。
God was very sad.
所以神在叩门，从我们受洗那一天，即使还没有受洗前，神就爱我们。
Before we were even baptized, God loved us and was knocking.
我们有没有开门呢？
But did we open the door?
为什么我们不愿意开门呢？
Why are we unwilling to open the door?
如果我们看雅歌，
If we turn to Song of Solomon,
雅歌第五章。
Chapter 5.
雅歌第五章。
Song of Solomon, Chapter 5.
Okay, 第二节。
Verse 2. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night.
我们再看第三节。
Verse 3, I have taken off my robe, how can I put it on again? I have washed my feet, how can I defile them?
这个新郎跟新娘结婚应该是非常恩爱。
And a bride and a groom should be very loving when they get married.
然后这个新郎就叩门。
This groom is knocking.
然后新娘听到了。
And the bride hears.
那个新郎说什么？
What did the groom say?
我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门。
Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one.
所以对这个新郎来讲，新娘确实是很可爱。
And so for the groom, he felt that the bride was very cute.
一旦有爱连缺点都很可爱。
And very adorable. So when there is love, even when they have faults, it is still very adorable.
所以每一个人都找得到对象。
And so everyone can find a mate.
没有一个人没有缺点，但是一旦被爱了，那缺点都很可爱。
So no one is perfect, but because of love, even in their faults, they are very adorable.
哦，那我们每个人都有缺点。
All of us have imperfections.
天父接纳我们。
But God is willing to accept us.
哦，所以在天父看来，我们是很可爱的。
So in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, we are very adorable.
我们是被他洁净的。
We have been sanctified by Him.
圣经说我们君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
We are a holy nation, His royal priesthood, a people belonging to Him.
他不只是说站在外面要救我们。
And He is standing outside willing to save us.
他要进到我们里面，跟他来享受爱的一种关系。
And he wants to enter within so he can share this love with us.
那这个新娘怎么反应呢？
So how does the bride respond?
在这第二节后面说，我因为满头雾水，头发被夜露湿透了。
The latter part of verse 2 says, For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night.
有时候夏天起来，外面很多露水。
Sometimes when we wake up in the summer, we see dew.
你如果停五分钟，露水不会跑到头上来。
When you wait for 5 minutes, the dew will not go to your head.
大家试试看，你如果露水要跑到头上，一定要停很久。
If you try it, you will realize that you have to go outside for a long time before you have dew on your head.
可见这个新郎很有耐心啊，一直在敲门，开门吧。
So you can tell that this groom is very patiently knocking at the door to open the door.
露水遮满了他的头。
And he is waiting to extend that even his head is covered with dew.
那第三节啊，这个新娘说。
Verse 3, the bride says,
我已经脱了衣裳，怎么能再穿呢？
I've taken off my robe. How can I put it on again?
然后我已经洗脚，我怎么再玷污呢？
I've washed my feet. How can I defile them?
不方便了，我已经准备睡觉了，不方便。
It is inconvenient. I'm ready to go to sleep.
有时候我们对神就是这样。
Sometimes this is our attitude towards God.
不方便。
It is inconvenient.
联合会，我还有很多事，不方便。
During spiritual convocation, I have many of my personal matters that is inconvenient.
主耶稣是了解的，了解我的不方便。
And God knows my inconvenience.
但是当我们需要神的时候，神啊，你看顾我。
But when we need God, we want God to look over us.
神如果在天上说，我现在很忙，不方便。
But what if God answers, I'm very busy here. This is inconvenient for me.
你看，这是快要脏到了，主啊，救我。
When you're about to get in a car crash and you ask God to help me,
主说我正在听一个人祷告，不方便。
God says I'm listening to someone else's prayer. It's inconvenient for me.
就完了。
Then you will be in a dire situation.
所以我们呼求神，神就回应。
So when we call on the Lord, God answers us.
在神的眼中，我们非常宝贵，好像眼中的瞳仁。
And in His eyes, we are very precious.
所以对神来讲，我们的祈求他没有不方便。
So when we make an inquiry to the Lord, He does not say that this is inconvenient for Him.
但是当神要进到我们里面，常常觉得不方便。
But when He wants to enter into our hearts, we tell Him that it is inconvenient.
如果我们有这个在我们家的家庭聚会的经验。
If we have experiences during family service.
其实在我们家举行家庭聚会不错了。
When we host family services at our house, this is a good thing.
为什么？
Why?
因为你如果一季一次至少你家里会很整齐。
If you do it once a quarter, your house will be very clean and tidy.
但是有的人家庭很好，从来没有家庭聚会过。
But some people, they never host family services.
为什么？
Why?
不方便。
Because it is inconvenient.
为什么不方便？
Why is it inconvenient?
这么多人来，我要打扫，我真的很忙。
Because when people come over, I have to clean my house and it is inconvenient.
再来，我有我的私密性，隐私。
I have my own privacy.
那我这样人一来，我的隐私都曝光了。
And my privacy will be violated when people come to my house.
所以有时候真的神要进到我们里面来。
So when God wants to enter into our hearts.
那神要进到我们里面来，我要打扫啊。
I have to clean my heart.
第一个把这个空间要空出来啊。
I have to make room.
那神才可以进来，空间没有空出来，他就怎么进来？
If you do not make room, then how is God supposed to enter into our hearts?
那你空间要空出来，你就要把很多你爱的东西要拿出去。
And to make room, you have to take out the things that you love.
所以我们常常觉得搬家是很好的事。
Many times we feel like it is a good thing to move.
新的环境有新的学习。
There are new learning experiences and new environments.
还有一个好处。
And there's another benefit.
搬家越多次，东西越少。
The more times you move, the less things you have.
你如果很久没有搬家，
if you haven't moved for a while,
忽然要搬家，东西一搬出来，你就发现哇不得了，我怎么这么多东西？
And all of a sudden you want to move, you realize how many things you have.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们觉得哈、哦，神要进来，我一些我喜爱的要把它丢出去，不方便。
So sometimes we feel like it is inconvenient for us to make room and to remove the things that we cherish in our hearts to make room for God.
哦，这个是我喜欢看的电影。
This is a movie that I like to watch.
哦，这个是我喜欢的 game.
This is a game that I like.
哦，这个是我休闲活动的啊器具。
These are the things I use for my leisure.
哦，这个占满我们的心啊。
And this has filled my heart.
哦，神要进来，不方便，对不起。
So I'm sorry, but it is inconvenient for God to enter in.
你想想看，我们一生我们的满足从哪里来
？If we think about our lives, where does our satisfaction come from?
第一个是食吃的。
First, it is from food.
第二个衣穿的。
From our clothing.
第三个是住房子。
Third, from our home where we live.
再来就是行车子。
Fourth is transportation, our car.
再来就是娱乐。
And fifth is the pleasures.
那这个占满我们的心呢、啊、
？These have filled our hearts.
占满我们的生活。
And filled our lives.
哦，那你现在要请神进来
？So now you want to ask God to come in.
你这个一定要有一个节制。
You must have some self-control.
哦，那不方便，神就进不来。
If it is inconvenient, then God cannot enter.
因为空里面没有空间，神怎么进来？
Because if there is no room in your heart, how is God supposed to enter in?
这是第一个不方便。
This is the first inconvenience.
那第二个就是说，我们如果要请神进来
，Second, if you want to invite God in,
我们要让我们里面打扫到神不喜欢的东西，要把它拿出去。
Then we must remove everything in our hearts that God does not like.
比方说，如果我们要举行家庭聚会。
For example, if we are hosting family service,
有的人哦，他对猫狗会很敏感。
Some people are more sensitive to cats and dogs.
你叫猫狗把它关到外面去。
So you have to take the cat and dog somewhere else.
为什么？因为他来到你家才不会一直打喷嚏。
Because then the visitor, when they come to your house, they will not keep sneezing.
你没有办法告诉他说对不起，你稍微忍耐一下。
And you can't tell them, please bear with us.
我们就尽量让来的人会觉得很舒服。
You want your guests to feel comfortable in your home.
即使有的人平常很省冬天也没有用暖气。
And some people they want to save money, so in the winter they do not turn on the heater.
那等到家庭聚会，我们再把暖气打开来。
But during family services, they would turn on the heater.
让来的人觉得很舒服。
So their guests can feel very comfortable.
这是一种爱心。
This is a type of love.
但是当主耶稣进来。
But when Jesus Christ enters,
主耶稣有喜欢的，主耶稣也有不喜欢的。
There are things that God likes, and there are things that He does not.
主耶稣不喜欢我们什么
？What does He do not like?
世界的事。
The things of the world.
所以圣经说，与世界为友，就是与神为敌。
And so the Bible tells us that if we are a friend of the world, then we are enemy of God.
那世界的事是什么
？And what are the things of the world?
讲穿了就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And it is the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh.
所以如果我们要请主耶稣进来
，So if we want to invite God in,
你要看看我们所看的 CD、听的音乐主耶稣不喜欢的全部把它打掉。
Then we have to remove all the music and the CDs that God does not like.
那主耶稣进来才不会不高兴，他就出去了。
Because then when God enters, He will not be displeased and leave again.
因为他是圣洁，我们里面不洁，他是住不下去。
Because He is holy, so if we are not holy within, He cannot stay.
所以要请主耶稣进来，我们里面要大扫除。
So to invite Christ into our hearts, we must have spring cleaning within.
所以圣经说，清心的人有福了。
And so that is why the Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in spirit."
他们要见到神。
For they should see God.
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
这里说他们要见到神。
They shall see God.
就是要想，要看到，要体验到神。
That is that they should experience God.
要从神得到满足。
And receive satisfaction from God.
那条件是清心。
And the criteria for this is to be pure in heart.
那这个清心不是我们一般讲的啊，我孩子都长大搬出去了，我最近很清心，不是这样的。
And it is not that now our kids are grown up and they moved out of the house that we are very light-hearted.
啊，这个 pure 啊，清心就是指着里面没有杂质。
And pure in heart means that there is no blemish in our hearts.
啊，我们里面没有罪。
We have no sin inside.
那这样我们才可以请神进来，神也愿意进来。
Only then can we invite God in, and God is willing to come in.
那我们才能够来享受神的同在。
And only then can we enjoy the abundance of God.
所以为什么主耶稣站在门外叩门？
So why is Lord Jesus standing at the door knocking?
但是有的人好像不开门。
But some people refuse to open the door.
因为他不愿意把爱的东西拿掉。
Because they are unwilling to take away the things they love.
他不愿意把主耶稣不喜欢的东西拿掉。
They are unwilling to remove the things that God does not like.
我们常常觉得我就是我的主人。
Many times we think that we are our own master.
如果你不喜欢，你不要来。
If you don't like it, then don't come.
如果来，你就习惯吧。
And then if you come, then you have to get used to it.
这是站在我是我的主人。
This is from a perspective that I am my own master.
但是当我们跟神建立这个关系。
But when we establish a relationship with God,
圣经怎么讲?
What does the Bible tell us?
我们是神重价买来的。
That we were purchased at a price.
我们一生是注定做奴仆的。
And that we were destined to be servants.
因为我们只有两个主人。
Because we only have two masters.
这两个不能同时存在。
And they cannot coexist.
第一个就是魔鬼。
First is Satan.
生在世界就有罪，所以就是在魔鬼的掌管。
You were born in this world, so you have sin, so you are under the control of Satan.
那现在主耶稣出了重价。
But now that God has paid the price.
他的宝血把我们洁净。
And his blood has cleansed us.
所以我们现在是属于主耶稣。
So now we belong to Jesus.
所以主耶稣是我们的主人啊。
He is our master.
我们已经没有自己的主权了。
We no longer have authority over ourselves.
那如果这个样子。
If this is so,
当主耶稣进来，我们不可能说主啊，你习惯就好了，不习惯你就出去吧。
When Jesus Christ enters our heart, we cannot say if you are used to it, then you can stay. If not, then leave.
因为他是主人啊。
For he is the master.
既然他是主人，所以我们要尽量做到能够让他喜悦。
Because he is the master, then we should do things that are pleasing to him.
让他住在里面，让我们也可以得到满足。
So that he can live in us and we can be satisfied.
我们回来看启示录的第三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
第三章的二十节。
Verse 20.
中间说，若有听见我声音就开门的。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
如果有人听见神的声音而开门。
If anyone hears the voice of God and opens the door,
当然这就是一种爱的关系啊。
This is a relationship of love.
所以有一句话说，小别胜新婚啊。夫妻结婚以后啊，小小的分别哈，会比新婚啊更甜美。
And so there, the small differences. There's a Chinese saying that says the small differences is marriage. Is even sweeter than someone who is newly married.
所以，如果夫妻常常在一起，感觉到很无聊，最好的方法就让你太太回娘家放假。
And so, if a couple has been together for a long time, then you should let the wife go back to her own home for a vacation.
放假两个礼拜，你就发现哇，真的是感情非常好。
And after 2 weeks, you will feel like you will have very good feelings towards each other.
还没有回来，你就问他，是哪一班，你就先到那边等他。
And before she returns, you will ask her which flight she is taking, and you will go early to meet her there.
很少丈夫说你就用 Uber.
Very seldomly the husband tell you to take Uber.
我付钱。
I'll pay the money.
Uber 是没有感情的。
Because Uber, there's no feeling there.
你如果真的很爱你太太，你就跑到机场去。
If you love your wife, you will go to the airport.
有一个先生甚至买了花去，他太太非常感动。
There's a husband who bought flowers to the airport, and the wife was greatly touched.
现在你知道太太的重要了。
Because now you know the importance of your wife.
所以以后要多回娘家。
So now you have to go back to your own home often.
所以我们跟神如果有感情，神在叩门，你会觉得哇，赶快进来，哇，你是我所爱的。
If we have feeling towards God, then when God is knocking a door, we will quickly open it because God is someone we love.
所以如果听见我声音就开门，如果我们真的对神有爱，你等不得要开门，让他进来。
If anyone hears my voice, and he will open the door. So if we love God, then when he knocks, we will quickly open the door.
所以昨天我看到好多人在参加灵恩会。
Yesterday we saw many people attend spiritual convocation.
其实有很多人是请假的，我知道。
I know a lot of people took the day off.
这真的是很感动人。
This is very moving.
其实请假也不是很方便。
It is inconvenient to take time off.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们想念神。
Because we love God.
灵恩会是我们跟神的 appointment.
And during spiritual convocation, this is an appointment with God.
是我们亲近神的一个机会。
It is an opportunity for us to draw closer to God.
是我们享受神的一个机会。
It is an opportunity for us to enjoy God.
所以听见我而开门。
So if anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
这个声音不是一种没有感情的。
This voice is not without feeling.
神的话是爱。
The word of God is love.
神的话是生命。
And the word of God is life.
神的话感动人。
The word of God can touch our hearts.
神的话进到我们里面。
So when the word of God enters our hearts,
我们得到安慰，得到力量。
We will receive comfort and strength.
那如果我们开门呢？
If we open the door,
说我要进到他那里。
I will go to him.
然后他，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
就是要享受筵席。
And you will enjoy a feast.
我们仔细看到这个启示录这是写给谁的。
And who is the target audience for Revelation?
如果看十四节。
If you look at verse 14.
你要相信给老底家教会的使者。
Angel of the Church of the Laodiceans.
是写给老底家教会。
It is to the Church of Laodicea.
那老底家教会是什么样的情况？
And what is the situation at that church?
十七节。
Verse 17. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这个地方啊，你说我是，就是老底家教会看自己啊。
Here, the Laodiceans saw themselves,
就是我们看我们自己啊。
Like how we see ourselves.
我发财了，我一样都不缺。
I am rich, I have need of nothing.
但是在神看起来。
But in the eyes of God,
这个就从属灵的眼睛来看。
This is from a spiritual eyesight.
你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这真的是很可怜啊。
This is very pitiful.
所以这个在告诉我们哦，当我们的灵性成长了。
So when we increase in our spirituality,
我们在看我们自己就不是用世界的标准，不是用自己的眼光。
We no longer look at ourselves from a worldly perspective.
我生活过得很好啊，主耶稣，我不需要你。
I live a very good life. I don't need you, God.
我很富足，我圣经读了很多遍了。
I am very wealthy. I have read the Bible many times.
我很敬虔了，没有问题了。
I am very devout. There's no problems.
这个是我们看自己。
This is how we see ourselves.
那圣经里面说属灵人看透万事。
But the Bible says the spiritual person can see through all things.
这个看透是什么意思？
What does it mean to see through?
不只看到外面的行为，也看到内心。
Not only can you see the outward appearance, but also within.
那什么是属灵人？
And what is a spiritual person?
在哥林多前书说，因为他有基督的心。
And in 1 Corinthians, it records that he has the heart of Christ.
就是用基督的心来看事情。
And using the heart of Christ to look at things.
用基督的心来看自己。
To look at at your own heart from the heart of Christ.
所以有时候我们常常看到信徒你要跟人传福音，但你要传给他那个人，你很羡慕他，你怎么传福音给他？
And sometimes when we see our members, we see that they preach to someone, and we're very envious on how they can preach to others.
我真的很羡慕你，你生活这么好。
I'm very envious that you live such a good life.
这样没有办法传福音了。
Then you can't preach to them.
要传福音给他，一定要觉得说你真的很可怜。
To preach them, we must pity them.
你才会传给他。
Then you will preach to them.
那怎么会羡慕呢？
So why will you envy them?
因为我们用世俗的眼光看人。
Because we see them from a worldly perspective.
那怎么会可怜呢？
And why do we pity them?
我们用神的眼光看人。
Because we're using God's perspective to look at them.
所以我们要传福音给别人，要用神的眼光看一个人。
So for us to preach to others, we must use God's perspective to look at men.
那你就发现很多人真的是很可怜。
Then we will realize that many people are very pitiful.
有时候包括我们自己。
Including ourselves.
是困苦、瞎眼、贫穷、赤身的。
We are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以主耶稣看到老底家教会。
So when God looked at the church in Laodicea,
外表是蒙福的。
From the outside, they were blessed.
但是内心是空虚的。
But within, they were empty.
所以主耶稣爱他们，我叩门，我要进去你里面。
So God loved them. He knocked at their door. He wanted to enter.
要让他来享受那种里面有主耶稣同在的富足。
So that they could feel the abundance of what it would feel like with Christ abiding within.
当我们享受那个富足啊，这个就是我们的喜乐。
Then when we are able to enjoy this abundance, then we will be filled with joy.
我们看箴言的第十章。
If you look at Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
这里说神赐给人的富足是不加上忧虑的。
The blessing of the Lord has no sorrow with it.
世界上的富足都是有忧虑的。
But the riches of this world has sorrow with it.
所以传道书说，知识增加，忧伤增加。
And so that is why the book of Ecclesiastes says, the more knowledge you have, the more sorrow you have.
你如果到非洲去，他怎么知道那个 ozone 破了一个洞呢？
If you go to Africa, how do they know that there is a hole in the ozone layer?
但是你知识一增加，哇， ozone 破了一个洞。
But the more knowledge you have, such as if you know there's a hole in the ozone layer,
你也不敢到海边去，也不敢出到外面去。
Then you will be afraid to go to the beaches, to go outside.
怕得到皮肤癌。
Because you don't want to get skin cancer.
那当我们这个知识一增加，你发现世界上好多问题。
The more knowledge you have, the more problems you realize there are in the world.
但是没有答案。
But there are no solutions to these problems.
没有耶稣就没有答案。
If there is no Christ, then there is no answer.
那看到整个社会的幽暗面，但是又看不到答案。
And so you see these things in the world, but you have no answer.
忧伤增加。
So you will have more sorrow.
有时候连音乐也是这样啊。
This is the same with music.
我们这外行人呢、听音乐每一个都很好听。
So for someone who does not know music, no matter what music you listen to, it sounds very good.
但是内行人听音乐很痛苦，哎，为什么合唱团就这里少慢了，那里又快了？
But someone who is skilled in music, they will think that this does not sound good. Why is it fast here and slow there?
知识增加，忧伤增加。
The more knowledge you have, the more sorrow you have.
那钱也是一样啊。
The same with money.
钱多忧虑多。
The more money you have, the more worries you have.
所以世界上啊，有很多当然是神给我们的恩典，但是这个里面都有负面的。
There are many blessings that we have in the world from God, but there is a negative side to these blessings too.
但是有一种富足是没有忧虑的。
But there is a type of richness that has no sorrow with it.
这个就是主耶稣本身。
It is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
他要进到我们生命。
He wants to enter into our lives.
要让我们在他里面享受丰盛。
So that we can enjoy abundance in Him.
但是没有忧虑。
But without sorrow.
我们来看诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalm.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节。
Verse 5. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
我们再看第四节。
Verse 4. Their sorrow shall be multiplied to hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
这里说与别的神代替神，愁苦会增加。
It says that your sorrows will multiply if you use another God to replace God.
所以我们常常在回想自己，为什么我们信耶稣，但是好像很多事情很痛苦。
We might think, why is it that we believe in God, but we have many sorrows?
这里就是答案。
Here's the answer.
因为我们把其他的事情取代了神在我们心里面，在我们生活中的地位。
Because we have replaced God in our hearts with other things in the world.
第一天不会感觉到，第一年不会感觉到。
You might not feel it after the first day, after the first year.
但是过了一段时间，你就感到了，哎，痛苦来到。
But after a period of time, you will feel the sorrow.
因为我过去一段时间没有以神为神，没有以神为中心。
Because in the past, I did not put God first in my life.
那这个是不是没有救呢？
Then is this without hope?
不是的，要赶快改变。
No, but you must change quickly.
要把神的地位往上提。
You must elevate God's position in your heart.
要把神其他的往下压。
And put others below God.
要把神的分量扩大。
You must allow God to increase in your hearts.
把其他的分量减少。
And decrease in other areas.
就是圣经里面玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。
And that is why in the Bible Mary says, My heart magnifies the Lord.
最大就是神。
And the greatest is God.
我的灵以救主为乐。
And my spirit rejoices in God.
世界出去了，神进来，神就是我的喜乐。
When the world departs from my heart and God enters, then God is my source of joy.
所以开门吧。
So open the door.
让主耶稣进到我们里面。
And let Jesus Christ enter into our hearts.
享受他里面的富足。
So we can enjoy the abundance of riches in Him.
而且不加上忧虑。
That is without sorrow.
当我们达到那个程度。
When we are able to obtain that.
我们真的是很喜欢神。
Then we will love God.
不论什么我都不愿意离开他。
No matter what, we are unwilling to depart from Him.
他是我人生的一切。
He is my everything.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
341，我们最后祷告完唱副歌，341的副歌。
Hymn 341, and after our prayer, we will sing the chorus.